Sydney's 2CH.
Today at the Westin Hotel in town is the Global Food Forum. I think it's sponsored by The Australian. And I noticed in a story promoting it that there was a story yesterday in The Australian about a married couple down in Victoria who grow nothing but, let me see, strawberry gum, lemon myrtle, ginger limes, native mint, peppermint strawberries, Warrigal greens. Now, I thought I'd better talk to Sheridan. Sheridan, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you aware of these strange flavours?
Oh, yes, I've been aware of those for a long time. Warrigal greens, we can find all over the place along the coast in New South Wales. It's similar to a spinach, but all these are native, Australian foods, indigenous foods. That many of us actually know nothing about, but they're actually growing all around us. For example, many of our streets in Sydney are lined with lily pillies, which is another native Australian fruit.
Well, it's all right to grow them, but does anybody buy them or eat them?
Yes, look, many of the chefs are taking them up now. It's been a long, slow ride. I actually wrote my first story 25 years ago in Mode magazine about a fellow called Vic Chiricock who was growing all these various native foods. He's been a pioneer in the industry, and since then he's gone on and he's actually processed a lot of them, and he now exports them to the United States. And there's another woman in Victoria, Julie Robbins. She's developed a company called Outback Spirit, and they actually sell into Coles. They have really quite a large range of processed foods using these native ingredients. But I think the most outstanding contribution to wakening Australians up, shaking them out of their slumber, was the arrival of Rene Redzepi, the Danish chef from Noma. It's been nominated World's Best Restaurant many times. And he came here about 8 years ago, and he gave a talk at the Sydney Opera House. And he said, well, what's wrong with you guys? Why aren't you chefs using these treasures that you have that are right here under your nose? And since then, actually, there has been a greater awareness. And in fact, he then went on in 2016 to run Noma Australia at Barangaroo, and he used many of these foods, in the cuisine that he was serving. It was a big hit, actually, big hit.
Okay, mountain pepper berries,
yes. Mountain pepper berries. Well, yes, quite a few of those are grown in Tasmania. I don't know. Do you know the name of this company in Victoria?
No, it's just a family, a married couple.
Yes, well, actually, there are quite a few. Well, as I said, there are quite a few people doing it now. There's also another company called Outback Pride, similar in name to Outback Spirit. But I think one of the biggest areas where native foods are utilised by chefs is in Adelaide. In fact, there's been a restaurant there since the 1990s called Red Ochre Grill, run by a chef called Andrew Fiocchi, and he serves a lot of these native foods.
Okay, now there's something else I wanted to ask you, because I was on Q&A last night on the ABC. There was a Harvard professor. He wasn't a professor of anything other than politics, but mm-hmm. I'd been reading lately how the Harvard University, of all things, is buying up land around Australia and growing these huge almond orchards. Are people eating more almonds now?
Oh, definitely. Look, this is crazy in New York. Frankly, my son, who lives in New York, I keep thinking, why does he always ask for almond milk in his coffee? What is this? But anyway, they also give almond milk now to their toddler. They don't give her any cow's milk. I mean, obviously, it's people who are lactose intolerant, they love almond-based milk. And in fact, the popularity of almond milk has overtaken that of soy milk. But it might also have something to do with the fact that Barack Obama was famous for eating 7 almonds every night. He used them to snack on. He became very well known for that. And they are high in vitamin E, which is a powerful antioxidant, and very high in protein, and can be used, in fact, really as a substitute for protein.
Oh,
look, 80% of the world's almonds are grown in California, in the United States, but they're running out of water there. So Harvard University has shown great interest in somewhere in the central western New South Wales near a town called Hillston. I think there's quite a lot of water in that area, and they're growing up. They're going to be planting lots and lots of almond trees there. So it's a great boost for the local almond industry.
Okay, now do we find all these details or more on SheridanRogers.com.au?
Well, not these details necessarily today, but actually, in fact, I posted on Sunday a recipe for lemon myrtle, which is an Australian native ingredient. It's a very delicious, fragrant flavour. Lemon myrtle hot cross buns. So you'll find it there on my webpage, sheridanrogers.com.au.
Good to talk to you. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye.